Well, hello. Thanks for tuning in to another DriveCast. My name is Wesley Montgomery, and I am one of the worship pastors here at LifePoint Church. I specifically work with our next-gen worship teams, so our middle schoolers, our high schoolers, and our 18-25 students and young adults. And I'm excited to be sharing another psalm and talking more about worship this morning as we continue going through our practicing devotionals. This is Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. What is God's faithfulness? He's with us. He's for us. No matter what, his love never leaves us. Oftentimes, we have a watered-down version of what faithfulness looks like. Because of our sin, we can't fully grasp how great God is, how unchanging he is, how for us he is. Not to mention that we live in a culture that has made faithfulness an archaic trait that had to die to make way for instant gratification. The world tells us, if you're not satisfied or gratified, go somewhere else. But God is faithful through generations. His love endures forever. He is unchanging. He is good. What does this do for the psalmist? It gives him a reason to shout for joy, worship with gladness, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, and praise his name. We can worship him and respond to his faithfulness anytime. Maybe that's not with singing or music, but instead just taking an intentional moment to praise him today for who he is. He's faithful. He's good. What else do you need reminded that he is today? We can also enter his courts with thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for the things I've seen you do in my life. Could you take a moment and maybe just think, hey, what are some blessings that you can be reminded of today that come straight from the hand of the Father? Regardless of our circumstances, we can trust that he is faithful. He's with us, he's for us, and he's worthy of worship in all of our life.